In 1946, Detroit-style pizza was born at Buddy's. With a square steel seasoned pan and handcrafted double stretch dough that's layered with margherita pepperoni, covered corner to corner with Wisconsin brick cheese, and topped with classic sauce, this is the pizza that started a style.
Started a style, today we celebrate the 80th birthday of Buddy's Pizza.
That style continues, people.
Pizza Day in Michigan, National Detroit Style Pizza Day. And when you're talking Detroit-style pizza,
Yay! Obviously,
it is Buddy's. And Dave Wentrack, the area manager with Buddy's Pizza, is here. It's good to see you.
Good to see you, Chris.
And Adam Targansky is the COO of Born in Detroit. Adam, good morning.
Hi. Good to see you. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. First, I want to talk a little bit about how you celebrate an occasion like this. And there's a really cool partnership, and you're wearing one of the shirts that are awesome.
Yeah. We're partnering with Born in Detroit. You know, whenever our team's all dressed up, you know, because, you know, Buddy's Pizza started a style that was born in Detroit. So it's just a natural partnership to be with a great brand like them.
And let me just say a happy 80th.
Because, well, thank you so much.
Like I said, you know, there are restaurants that are not open for 80 days.
Right.
But closing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's a tough
this
business.
Is 80 years and they're still here. And what is that mean to you, and not just to you, but to your to the workers and some who have been there almost 40 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great honor for me, you know, and I love seeing the team's pride in it. And like I was telling you off air, yeah, we have employees that have been here 40 years making our dough and making it right and putting out great product. So we're excited to, you know, we have some promotions that celebrate that. Like, you know, former employees can come in today and get 25% off. You know, and Buddy's has been with generations who have grown up on it. So if you come and dine with three generations of your family, we're going to get you 30% off. If you come in with four generations of your family, we'll get you 40% off today.
And born in Detroit, I mean, you're the I love the style.
Thank you.
I absolutely love it.
Thank you so much.
And when it came to this partnership, how did this partnership begin?
Well, I mean, first, it's a no-brainer. There's few places that you could ever say is more of a born in Detroit company than Buddy's. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody, if they're coming here, whether they are a tourist or whether they're returning home from somewhere else, you're going to Buddy's at least once.
Yeah.
Right. And with the familiar relationship that the rest of the owners have mm-hmm. with the new owners of Buddy's, hand in hand, no way we could turn that down. It's iconic.
Sure. Yeah. It's something interesting about food and fashion, both, you know, being identity, you know, markers when it comes to this. Why do you think Detroit connects so strongly to brands that represent lifestyle and culture?
I mean, I think as a city, we're very proud of our what has been built in our city, whether it's from the automotive industry, you know, the first traffic light, mm-hmm. You know, to
Motown
music. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We plan to be cranking up the Motown music at our stores today.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, you know, not just our normal mix of music to kind of celebrate another Detroit icon like that as well.
And the original store is still there on
absolutely.
6 Mile and Conan.
6 Mile and Conan. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like it's a remnants of an old house that was turned into a speakeasy, then into Buddy's Pizza. And it's just a wonderful store. And, you know, you're talking about people coming from the air, like making their trips here. One of my visits there was a family coming in with their luggages from McNamara Terminal.
Uh-huh.
Like that was their first stop from landing in Detroit. They Ubered to 6 Mile.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How close is the pizza today that people would get on the 80th birthday of this great establishment? How close is it to the original pie that was made 80 years ago?
Oh, it's so very close because we're using fresh ingredients. You know, there's no preservatives. It's still, you know, double stretch dough. You know, all natural.
Yeah.
You know, no sugar or anything in our dough.
It's pretty cool.
And you know, we were saying, you know, if you had openings for taste testers, you know, that we would be game. You know,
well, I mean, we were talking to the day in the break, and Dave's like, "Well, yeah, I got to try the pizza every day."
Right.
Like, what a laborious gig that is.
Right.
Very difficult.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. 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 You know, it's like when I go to tables and it's just like, yeah, it's like, well, I love the pizza and they pay me to eat it.
So. Right.
No, that's
right.
So, exactly.
It's great.
Do you have a favorite? What's your go-to?
My go-to is it's a more of a build-your-own, pepperoni, ham, onion, and green pepper. You know, kind of a twist off our super pizza.
Solid.
That's pretty classic.
Yeah, and solid.
Tell us about the pepperoni one that we had this morning.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a specialty.
Yeah, it's a special deal for our 80th anniversary. It has 80 Old World pepperonis on it to mark the occasion, and it's going for a special price of $19.46.
Wow.
In honor of our obviously start date of 1946. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a dollar from each of those pizzas is going to go to Detroit Pal. So it's
cool. That's even better.
Great pizza, great cause.
That's awesome. Do you guys count the pepperoni when you put
Absolutely.
Them on? Do you really?
Yeah. Yeah. I did my 8 rows, eight by 10. You know, when I was building it this morning, I'm like, okay, 6, 7, 8. That's right. You know,
pretty good.
Got to make sure because, hey, people will count them.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah. Right. Exactly. You don't want 72 on there.
Right. Exactly.
That would be a
nightmare. That's not right. That's not right.
No, no,
so
no.
The shirts, will they be for sale soon?
We are working on it.
Okay.
We do plan to have these Born in Detroit shirts in our stores that people will be able to get. So.
Just in the stores? Are they going to be in your store?
I don't know if we worked that out specifically, if it's going to be available at
just
any of our brick and mortar.
Exclusively at Buddy's.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So far.
Apparently above my pay grade.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. But you will eventually be able to get them at Buddy's.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's cool.
Great.
Yeah.
And if not, there's always BornerDetroit.store. I'm sure we could work out.
Yeah.
Figure
it out. Because they're very cool. It's a black shirt. It's got the red lettering with the kind of yellow accents.
Mm-hmm.
A 1946, Born in Detroit, a 1946 original. Buddy's logo below that, and then the Detroit skyline.
That's
below
just
that.
A nice boy. If you're going out of town, going to another state, going somewhere to have that shirt on, man, it just
You're walking around. Well, somebody just go, Buddy's.
Exactly.
I love Buddy's.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you, I was in Italy last year, and I had like a Detroit Tigers quarter zip on, and we're at the Amalfi Coast, and some guy's like, "Hey, go Tigers!"
Oh yeah.
You know, so if I was wearing a Buddy's shirt, they'd be like, let's go.
People see it, you know, and if you want to see what the shirt looks like, come to one of our locations today. The team will be decked out.
There you go. That's how you do it.
Celebrate 80s with us.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, first
Thank
of
you.
All. It's a huge accomplishment. Like you said, being in the restaurant industry is not an easy venture.
It's not.
But it is a testament to what you guys have done for so long that you've built, you know, people that love your food and then you do it well and
Thank
consistently.
You so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's very cool. Dave Wentrek, thank you so much. And Adam Targansky, appreciate you both for coming in today.
Right. Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you,
yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
Very cool.
80. 80, man. I'm going to tell you. And that pizza still tastes good.
Tastes great. Well, I mean, we had to try it for quality purposes.
That's it.
We can't come on the air and lie to you.
No, we can't.
So we had to do our due diligence, our research, and can confirm.
Exactly. And there's more due diligence
awesome.
To go.
That's exactly right. All right, that's going to do it for us. Kevin Dietz and All Talk coming your way next here on WJR. Have yourself a wonderful Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow.